use them in a very powerful way. We lift up the pew that we're sitting on right now. We give it to you, God. Consecrate it. Anoint it right now. I already feel your glory. We feel your presence. Have that way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you sat this, our youth, they're prepared to do our morning worship this morning. So let us prepare now for our doxology. Praise God, for whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below.
Praise Him.
Praise.
Yeah. ask that you protect everybody and their families near and far, and you bless us to make it back home safe and sound. It is so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Any of our guests in the sanctuary would like to greet us, you may do so at this time. minutes to your calendar. Please enjoy the service in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today and tomorrow. We ask that you remember those on prayer list page 6. Now we pause to wish happy birthday to those celebrating this week and those added to the bulletin today. Happy birthday to Shanika T. Scott Ellis on January 12th. January 18, 1947, Roland Allen. January 18, 2011, China Clark. January 19, Miss Odessa H. Jones. And January 20th, Miss Frenicia Sanders Parker. Those celebrating this week, please remain seated. Everyone else, please stand. And now, Pastor White, will you lead us in a singing?
Happy birthday. Friday night celebration, and then that Saturday celebration
I'm here in the city, so we need all our members to be there with us. It'll be our fourth anniversary, being able to pull off our Juneteenth celebration for the Wiregrass area. So we need all our members to be there. Sister Scott, how are we doing with our couple ministry? Do you have announcements with that? You want to come? Okay, but you see on our page 7, our couple ministry, let's get ready. We're getting birth this Saturday, the 25th, right? Yeah, this Saturday at what time? 2:00. You see it printed within the bulletin, the flyer is there. Looks like Reverend White squeezing the wind out of Sister White. You all right? Y'all see that flyer? On page 5? All right. God have mercy. Holding on to you, girl. That ain't no Jesus hood right there. Jesus can't even get between there and that, right? That's your. All right, there you go. All right, good. Good. Ain't nothing with that. All right, good. All right, bless you. All right, so let's get ready. Let's get ready. All the information right there before you. All right, so let's get ready for this afternoon. You know we got a lot going on this afternoon. Martin Luther King celebration throughout the city. So you see all of that on page 7. And then also our church conference. We're going to change the time, not the date, but the time is at 5 o'clock p.m. in person on January the 27th. It's printed within your bulletin on page 7. So all that printed within your bulletin on page 7, okay? So make sure we attend our meeting so that we can be informed of what's going on here in our church. And I want to thank our team. We thank our administrative staff for helping me and assisting me with getting the information out there. Now, we do well with our information. Now, you just have to utilize it. Information given, information not used is what? Useless. Amen. All right? Useless. All right? Make sure you open up your emails, check your text messages, and read your bulletins. There's a lot of information in your bulletins, okay? And then now we text, group texting. How many of y'all get on group texts? Amen? I know you're being quite often. Amen. Amen. But we're still in our group texts, okay? Make sure that we try to keep our members informed as much as possible. That's it. Bible study. Get ready for Bible study. Noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock. We do have Noonday Bible study here at our church. I'd like for y'all to come and be a part of our Noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock on Wednesday. We have a good time doing Noonday Bible study. We have a wonderful time doing Noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you don't like to drive at night, this is the cherry on top. Noonday. 20 minutes of discussion, 20 minutes of teaching, and 20 minutes of fellowship. 1 hour. Good time, wonderful time. If you don't like to drive at night and you got other things that you have to do, come at noonday. Call, we'll come and pick you up. We'll pick you up. Okay? All right, so noonday Bible study. And then on Wednesday night, we have adult Bible study and youth Bible study at 6 o'clock. So we have Bible study on Wednesday twice. Noonday and 6 o'clock. Okay? All right. All that printed within our bulletin. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, that's it. Any more questions or comments? Anything I'm missing? Thank you, outreach team. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you. Anything else? All right, let's prepare now. Giving of our tithes and offering. Come on, officers. Let us stand and prepare now in our giving of our tithes and our offering. On page 3, you see ways of giving. Ways of giving, page 3. Our Cash App $JCAMEC. 605@gmail.com. And that takes you straight to our Cash App. And you know the other ways to give. Repeat after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on around and let us give for the least of us.
Thank you.
for a quick dance. Sister Hammonds, please stand. Outreach ministry coordinator. Come on, stand up. There you go. Good, thank you. See Sister Hammonds. She's in the process of collecting several things for our homeless population outreach ministry for the month of March. The date is March the 15th. And we need to bring items. What are they? Amen. Bless you. Thank you. And immediately after service today at 2 o'clock, our children are dancing for Martin Luther King celebration at City Hall. So we need to make that transition from here. After service, go eat and meet me at City Hall at 2 o'clock. Our children are dancing for the Martin Luther King celebration at City Hall. And then they do a march. And then they go to the City Center at 4 o'clock. Okay? So we're busy today. All right, let's go.
John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
Amen. Amen. Oh, have mercy. Bless you. Our future looks bright here at John's Chapel, AME Church. I see major growth. Amen. You see how they coming out at Shale? They taking on that challenge. Their confidence now is on tier 3. Yeah. They're doing good. I mean, they're like, you saw how that baby come out the choir stand to get this mic? He's stumbling over my tip chair. It's my time to sing. Give me that mic. Good to see you all. If this is your first time worshiping with on Sunday morning, can you raise your right hand? I want to see our guests. There you go. Bless you. 1, 2, 3. Okay. We have gifts for you. Hospitality committee coming around. Who are they? Sister Green? Sister, that 1, 2? Okay, good. Good. All right, Sister Brown will stand up, and she will come around. And, can you wave one more time at me before she can see you? Come on, y'all, lift up. There you go. Wave it like you just hit the lottery. Amen. There you go. There you go. There you go. She see you now. Good. Thank you all, too. Yes. Thank you all. Thank you all. Sister Odessa Jones, grandson, raise his hand. Amen. Amen. Get that baby a gift he want to give. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. I knew that's right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Bless you. Bless you. She also needs some information to fill out. But we are so thankful for our guests. We don't even call you visitors. Because visitors are here just visiting, passing through. But a guest will hang around with you. And we want you all to hang with us. Amen. Amen. Good to see you. Brother Michael, how are you? Good to see you, Mike. No good? Good to see you, my friend. Good, 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 good. I'm so happy to see you. I saw a red truck, but it wasn't your truck. And it's a truck that looked like your truck. And that man, like, who are you? I'm waving at him and blowing my horn and got beside it. I'm like, oh, I see. All right, we finished. We're done. Y'all ready? All right, well, baby, we'll try to wait till they come in. They're here. Good. All right, First Chronicles. Turn to First Chronicles. It's 29th chapter, and then we'll go. First Chronicles, the 29th chapter. Thank you.
in such a special way. That's why I pray. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Ooh, that's why my heart is filled with praise.
Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight. Oh, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. All that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Amen. We're going to use it for a subject this morning. All glory belongs to God. All glory belongs to God. Printed within your bulletin on page 8, you see our 3 points: burials, boredom, blessings. Burial, boredom, blessings. Ushers, may be seated. Thank you for serving this morning. As we prepare to celebrate the life, the love, and the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., just so last night I was going through some paperwork and I was able to stumble upon one of his profound quotes. And I said, Lord, that quote will blend in with the message this morning. And I quote, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Unquote. Quote, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Unquote. That's a profound, vital, effective statement. When things that matter to us and we become silent about them, that's the day we slow it down. And I thought about it. Teach about, celebrate about the glory of God. How often do we, as pastor preachers, as laypersons, highlight on the record the goodness, the power, the awesomeness of God? The day that we become silent concerning the glory of God is the day that we start dying as individuals. At the close of David's life, David is highlighting the glory, the power, the awesomeness of God. Everything we see, everything we have, and who we are belongs to God. Let me rewind that. Everything we see, everything we have, and who we are belongs to God. stepping stones to get us to the spot and the places that he wants us to be. Y'all about to miss a shot. Whenever you understand great is he that's in you than he that's in the world, God will use your mishaps and God will use your mistakes. God will use stumbling blocks in your way in order to help mold and shape your life this morning. David realized that God was working it out. He realized that God will allow Pharaoh to be raised up in your life so that God can flex his muscles one more time. That's why we celebrate when problems come. James said, get happy when trials and tribulations come your way. James said, celebrate when sickness hits your body. James said, praise God when you're broke, busted, and disgusted. James said, give God a crazy praise when you don't know your next move on tomorrow, because the Bible makes it crystal clear that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. And when you love God, God is working it out for your good. David said, and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Point number two this morning, mortal. Restlessness, tiredness, unconcern. Boredom comes from self-centered outlook. You become bored when you have a self-centered outlook. David did not allow boredom to kick in or to become bored to kick in because he did not have a self-centered outlook on himself. He shifted and quickly began to look at the power and the blessings of God. Our young people, Generation X and the millennials, and young adults are nearby in trouble. Oh, that person. If they ban TikTok, it's on the agenda, right? If they ban TikTok, our young people and our young adults are in trouble. You're talking about frustration, anxiety, stress, and mental illness is in the process of kicking in because they're going to become bored. They use social media as a platform to bring identity upon themselves. They say TikTok is their friend. It's a way that they socialize and bond and develop community among other people whom they don't even know. That's connected to their social skills, which is weak, which is ineffective. And you talk about banning that platform? In the church and the family, we have not taught them how to shift shift your thoughts to God. You got to shift your thoughts to mama and daddy. You got to understand how to get off the book and put your head in the real book. Lord have mercy. You got to learn how to get off the book. That's Facebook. Amen. The young people told me Wednesday, Pastor White, that's for you all. Them young old people. We on TikTok. Lord have mercy. You got to get off the book. Amen. And put your face in the real book. And that's the Bible. And when your face is in the real book will teach you. If you look to the hill from which cometh your help, and all your help comes from God, God will take care of you.
He woke you up this morning. He
have to do it, but he did it. He clothed you and kept you in your right mind. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. He put shoes on your feet, clothing on your back, food on your table, a roof over your head. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. He healed your body. One more time. All glory belongs to God. I said he didn't have to do it, but he did it. He paid the light bill one more time. Paid the light bill one more time. Paid the cardinal one more time.
Support you, someone that will help you along the way, mentor you,
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up everyone at the altar. We pray, God, for altar workers right now in the name of Jesus. We lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them as they intercede on behalf of your children. The prayer of intercessory is not easy, God. That's a tough ministry. Pray, God, for our altar workers to have that type of gift where they intercede on behalf of Pastor White. That you'll put me in their spirits and they lift me up in prayer. Right now in the name of Jesus. Not just me, God, but some of your members, some of your people here in the church. They're trustworthy, God. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray, God, right now for our youth. Keep them in perfect peace. Be bound in the spirit of being bored. Not have no effect upon our children. Right now in the name of Jesus, their minds will be strong and we'll redirect them to positive things. As they still on the internet, but they will not engage in things that are designed to sabotage the relationship with you or get them involved in stuff that is designed to cause them problems later on in life. Keep our children right now in the name of Jesus. We love you, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless your family. Bless you all. Bless you all. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Amen. Sean, come on. Right there with your daughter. Shania, you get up with mom. Here you go. Good. Okay. All right. Okay. She all right. Who are your baby? Sitting back and God was dealing with her. Preaching home. And she made a decision to come up to the altar to my left, to your right. And she blended in with the members. Okay? And when she got up, you know, the Lord said, talk to her. Because I thought she was a member. Lord, like, that's not why she come. She come for a whole other reason, not only for prayer, but she need a church family. Pray, God, for her mother. Praying for many days to see this to come to pass. And God, we see you as a God of restoration. You restoring this family. As they embrace and hug and love on each other. Keep them in perfect peace. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that come up against them, they shall condemn. We love you, we praise you for it. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Sister Connie, you say you saved. Saved people do three things. We believe, we belong, and we behave. That's what we do as Christians, okay? Now, we do have new membership classes. You can take the classes in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, or you can take them after church. We do have students who take the classes after church, about 15, 20 minutes. And we go through classes. So we do have new membership classes. And they receive a certificate after the classes. And after some days, you receive a certificate of full membership here in our church, okay? All right, good. Have you all been baptized, baby? Okay, we'll talk about all that in the membership class. Make sure that we're on course with that, okay? All right, let us stand all over the church, amen? And come on around. Let's embrace our new family. Amen, amen, amen. Bless you, girl.